Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How 7 Elite Entrepreneurs Balance Creativity and Practicality to Build Million-Dollar Empires. Now let's get started with today's show. Every day, entrepreneurs face a brutal choice: follow their creative vision or make practical decisions that pay the bills. We've been told these forces are at war with each other. Today, I want to challenge that myth and show you how creativity and practicality don't just coexist, they actually amplify each other. Think of it like this: creativity without practicality is just expensive dreaming. Practicality without creativity is just a really boring job. The magic happens when you marry them together. Here's what I've learned from studying elite entrepreneurs. They follow what I call the 70-30 rule. They allocate 70% of their time and resources to proven, practical revenue streams, the stuff that keeps the lights on and pays the team. But here's the key. They protect 30% for creative experiments and innovative ideas. This isn't just feel-good advice. This balance prevents financial disaster while feeding your creative soul. Most failed startups go 90% creative or 90% practical. Both extremes kill businesses. Now here's where it gets counterintuitive. Creative constraints actually drive innovation, not limit it. When you set strict budgets, deadlines, and parameters for creative projects, something beautiful happens. Your brain finds ingenious solutions. When resources are scarce, you get resourceful. Practical boundaries don't kill creativity, they supercharge it. Take Sarah Blakely's Spanx journey. She started with $5,000 in savings, an extreme practical constraint. She spent 2 years researching hosiery patents, doing creative problem solving within budget limits. She literally cut the feet off pantyhose herself, using existing resources to create something new. She built a billion-dollar company by balancing wild creativity with strict financial discipline. Here's your action step. Treat every creative idea like a business hypothesis. Set specific success metrics before you launch. Kill ideas quickly if they don't meet practical benchmarks. This approach satisfies both your creative urges and your business survival instincts. This week, write down one creative idea, set a $100 budget limit, and test it within 7 days. Measure one specific result: sales, signups, or customer feedback. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.